The Ramah, beginning of Siman Reish Mem Beis, brings down the minigiz to bake challis, kovet Shabbos, and to make enough dough to take a fresh challah. Because kovet Shabbos yom to have fresh challis for Shabbos. Zok the Mishbura. And besides for the reason that it's kovet Shabbos to have fresh challis, there's another reason why Erev Shabbos is bake challah. Because it's a kapara for that the Chava gave Odom Arish to eat for the Eitzadas, and because of that, she brought Misa Loilam to so Mechaper on that, where she was Ma'abed Chalosei Shel Oilam, that's Ma'abed Adam Arishon, therefore she bakes Chalas and has a Froshos Chala. That's reason number two. And the Mishbura brings a third reason. Mishbura brings down that the Achrayim say that even those who eat Pas Palter all week long, on Shabbos they should refrain from Pas Palter. Pas Palter is bread baked in a non-Jewish bakery. That means Meikar Adin, only bread baked in a non-Jewish person's home is aser. But if it's baked in a bakery, chazal more mekel, because less chasnus over there, you're not going to get so close to them. And therefore, pas paltem ikar din is mutter during the week. There are some who are machmer, there is an Indian to be machmer, but ikar din is mutter. But Shabbos, zokta mishru shem demogad avram, you should be careful not to eat any pas palter. For example, if someone eats pas palter pretzels in the weekday, you should refrain from on Shabbos from eating those pretzels. Balak upon them, that's another reason why to bake challah, you shouldn't come to buy from the non-Jewish bakery. So those are the three reasons why it's an inyan to bake challah on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Mishbura also brings down the Bir Halacha, that he says the Rambam is the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hoya v'yam ha-shishi v'echinu es asher yaviyu, es asher toifu eifu, that there's an inyan to bake Erev Shabbos, the challahs. The Nafkamim between the three reasons is that if you bake on Thursday, so you have the reason of Kavod Shabbos, because you're baking on Kavod Shabbos, you also have the reason that you won't eat from a non-Jewish bakery. You have that reason as well. You're just missing the reason of Hafrashos Chalav, Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Four Shabbos says, it brought down in the Kovetz Halachos of Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rabbi Four Shabbos in the Haggoyah says, that if you warm up the Chalos Erev Shabbos, that's also a kiyum of baking the Kovetz Shabbos, of doing baking the Chalos of Kovetz Shabbos. And the Mishbura actually, in the Bir Halacha actually bemoans that it was saying to Arabim, Hayoyim Mishchilu as a Noshim Lahashpis Amin Agzeh, stop doing this minig, and they buy from the Oifah. Pashas means from the non-Jewish bakery. He said, "Lemaisa, they're losing this minute." And so, what's halacha lemaisa? So, in the Dir Shemeshbura brings down from the Arul Tzion that if since the bakeries make the challahs different than the whole weekend, it's made special for Shabbos. So, it is a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos to buy the bakery challahs. And Rabbi Yashiv says, if you like the bakery challahs better, you definitely could be yoytzer Kavod Shabbos with the bakery challahs. And already, the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky brings down that these days that people are so busy Erev Shabbos and it's a takeaway from the rest of the Kavod Shabbos, the big Chalas Erev Shabbos, they definitely could bake Chalas on a different day and definitely yoytzer the Kavod Shabbos that way by baking Chalas on a different day. And it's brought down in Sifrei Kabbalah that when you bake the challah, it should be shaped like a vav. That's why you make a challah long, like a vav. And the reason is because the challah represents the vav. When you cut it, the piece that you cut off, it represents the yud, and the two hands represent two hays. And that spells out the Shem Hashem. Every week we make the challahs long.